Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He was the Nebraska Gatorade Player of the Year.
Dane Todd, 41, the big fullback.
And the top-rated fullback in the 2006 NCAA football video game.
They've got Dane Todd.
Now, he's Nebraska's doctor for saving shoulders.
I care about your butt.
It's another Husker Home Friday with Dr. Dane Todd. Powered by Nebraska Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. The doctor is in the house. Now with Hooks.
We're back. We're back with Dr. Dane Todd with Nebraska Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. From now until January 1st, where it will change to Nebraska Orthopedic.
Wow, you're already struggling. Holy cow, this is going to take a whole month. It's a good thing we told him early,
yes,
huh, Will?
Nebraska.
It really is.
Nebraska Orthopedic Center.
There
does
it
come off?
There
it
is.
There
it is.
There it is. Center.
See, it's funny. When you move places, usually the accent doesn't change.
Yeah.
In Hooks' case, right? I mean, he's still got the North Carolina accent and everything, but some people it's different.
It is different. You had some fun stuff. Do you have both those clips still?
I do.
So this, Will did some stuff. This is Brian Kelly talk for a couple minutes before we get to our picks. Brian Kelly, I think you got audio of when he was hired at Notre Dame, right?
This is him at Notre Dame.
At Notre Dame talking.
Yeah.
And then we're going to play his intro at LSU.
Here's Brian Kelly talking when he was with Notre Dame.
And that was just, we were moving the front late on them, so they couldn't get a beat on it. So three down, four down, we're playing some man, we're playing some cover one. You know, it was a combination of what we...
Okay.
Nice, clean,
nice, clean
talking from a guy that spent his entire life in the Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Here was Brian Kelly getting introduced at LSU last night.
It's a great night to be a Tiger.
Tiger.
I'm here with my family.
My family.
We are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana, but more importantly, to be with the great fans. And to be part of what is going to be an incredible ride here at Louisiana State University.
Can you, play the beginning again?
Just the beginning.
Just the, like the first 10 seconds.
It's a great night.
Nice.
To be a Tiger. I'm here with my family.
it's like he wore out. He only had so much energy to fake an accent, and he could only do it for 10 seconds, and then after that, he had to get rid of it.
Are you kidding?
It's a great night.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, though. They're going to pay me $10 million a year. I'll talk with whatever kind of accent they want.
Most
I'll make
definitely.
Up anything.
You the first time.
With my family.
Yeah. You give me $10 million a year, I'll talk with any accent
they want.
I can't
wait till he gets down there.
I can be bought.
I can't wait till he gets down there. I want to see the first time he eats some of that Cajun food.
Lordy. They're going to have it on film. He's going to pretend to like it.
He's from Massachusetts.
Spent his life there.
Wow. The South, man.
I mean, it gets you. As soon as you cross, I guess, the state line, it changed.
Yep. Sure did.
So weird.
Well done.
Wow. All right. Hey, let's do it. Let's pick some NFL games. Before we go there, I asked Dane. He did not see the score last night. Saints, Cowboys. Cowboys were favored by 6.5, right?
Saints.
Okay.
You lost.
I took the Saints, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
I took the Cowboys.
And you won? Are you still crushing everybody?
27-17 last night.
Ooh.
It was still an ugly-looking game.
Yeah, no surprise there.
I did not watch.
Taysom Hill started quarterback. They finally got Taysom at quarterback. Well, they're paying him a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah. You got to play him.
Got to play him.
All right. So after last week, Dane, we didn't get any picks from you. So
you were busy last week.
I totally get it.
I was busy.
I totally get it. But you know, I guess you could still catch us.
Yeah.
If you,
it's more of a percentage thing.
Yeah.
No, it's got to change your percentage.
Yeah. He's going off win percentage.
Yeah, I got to go off win percentage.
Yeah, we can go off that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fine.
We don't have to calculate that every week. We'll just figure it out at the end.
Totally fine.
I get it. Hooks is at 94 and 81. I'm at 81 and 93. And Dane, you're at 72 and 86.
Still yeah. right there. I had a couple rough weeks, by the way.
Yeah. Well, you're still doing pretty well compared to me and Will.
Rough weeks. Yeah, you are.
Me and Will are struggling.
We're in the cellar.
Yeah.
We're in the cellar.
This week 15, then?
Week 13?
I don't even know.
God, they've got so many weeks now.
Goes forever.
Am I right?
Yeah, you got to be about right.
I think I'm 13.
It's week 13 in college, right?
Yes.
Is it over yet?
No, not yet. We still got about, what, four more weeks?
Oh, I guess it would be week 14 in college. With bye weeks, right?
Yep.
And week zero or whatever. But let's get into it. Okay. Coach, you had Dallas. Dane and I had New Orleans. So
losers.
First game, Minnesota at Detroit. And Minnesota favored by a touchdown.
Minnesota, Detroit's garbage.
Oh, yeah. It's Minnesota all day long.
You're going with Minnesota?
I'm going with the Vikes, baby.
Dane? All day, Minnesota.
You've been living on this Detroit thing forever over there.
One of these days, you're going to come off it, and then you're going to beat Hooks.
It hit last week, and also, I like to go against the Vikings because
it helped
they
them win.
Cannot keep a seven-point lead to save their butt, so I'm going to go with Detroit.
By the way, also, Dane, there are certain picks on the NFL this week that Will and I have to keep.
Okay.
Because Marco came on, and we had a little fun. With every one of Marco's picks, we put a parlay in.
Oh, nice.
We parlayed his picks.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we have to
a seven teamer.
Nice.
What could go wrong?
Awesome. I'm sure that'll hit.
So we are riding with Marco's picks this week.
All right, sounds good.
Next game, we got Arizona heading to Chicago. There's a lot of 7-point spreads this week. This is another one. Arizona favored by 7 in Chicago.
Chicago stinks.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Arizona.
Yeah, I'm taking Arizona. I think I think
Kyler Murray
might be returning.
No, is he? Even more importantly, I'll take Arizona then.
I'll take Arizona.
Arizona.
All right, next game, we got Indianapolis at Houston. Indianapolis favored by 9. We're going to play it at 9.
Ooh.
We have to play, by the way. This is one of the games that Will and I are taking the Texans. That was Marco's pick. We're taking the Texans in this game.
Yeah.
It's Houston.
I know. I can't take Houston. Texas. I've got to take Indianapolis. I can't take Houston. I can't do it.
That's fair.
Okay, fair enough.
Next game, we got Philly heading to Jets. Another 7-point spread. Philly favored by 7.
Why are the spreads
so
big?
I know, it's so fun this week.
Give me the Jets. I'm going to take the Jets just for funsies.
I'm going
with
you. Too,
I'm going the Jets.
All right.
JTS. Jets.
Jets. I'll take them as well. Next game, we got the Chargers heading to Cincy.
Okay, another game we have to pick. He's going Cincinnati. We're taking the Chargers because we have to.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question who I'm picking.
Okay.
The Fighting Zach Taylors.
By the way, that line, is it -3? The Bengals are favored by 3, right?
Yep.
Well, they're going to win by 30, so it doesn't matter.
I like it. Let's just hope for our sake that doesn't happen.
Next game, we got the Giants heading to the Dolphins. Dolphins favored by 4.5 at
Dolphins.
Home.
Dolphins.
I'm taking the Dolphins.
Dolphins, because if Danny Dimes, I don't even care, but it could be Mike Glennon.
Ooh.
At quarterback.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'll take.
I didn't know he was still alive.
Yeah, I know, right?
He's got to be. Jeez. He's got to be older than you.
Oh boy, that's tough. Let's see here, Mike. Well, I'm just gonna look.
All right. Next game, we got Washington heading to Vegas.
Mike Glennon's 31.
Yikes!
He's only 31. I feel like he's been around for 2 decades.
Look at him.
I know that neck, though.
That neck.
No. That guy's a giraffe.
He, by the way, fun fact, he's 6'7".
Oh, is he really? That's all?
Wow. Jeez.
Impressive. Line there?
Yes, we got Vegas favored by 2.5 over Washington.
I'll take Washington.
Washington, as Brian Kelly would say. Washington.
Washington. Hooks and I have to take Washington because Marco took Washington over Vegas. We are all on Washington.
That's part of our play.
Next game, Baltimore heading to Pittsburgh. Baltimore favored by 4.5.
Baltimore, Pittsburgh's terrible.
I want Baltimore there.
Terrible.
Ah, man, I'm a sucker. I'll take Pittsburgh. Next game, we got Jacksonville heading to the Rams. And the Rams favored by 13.
Ooh, Jacksonville.
This is get right Ram time.
Really? You think they're going to do it, huh?
I feel bad for Lawrence and how many times he might get hit in this game.
I'm still taking Jacksonville. 13 is a lot.
The Rams. It is. They're going to figure out how to get to the quarterback, and what better way to get to the quarterback than to play Jacksonville?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Von Miller, Aaron Donald, like, yeah. Watch out.
I'll take L.A. Next game, we got San Francisco heading to Seattle, and the 49ers are only favored by 3.5.
Seattle is awful. Russ Wilson will be gone.
San Francisco.
They're tanking.
Yeah, San Francisco.
He says they're tanking now.
They're tanking.
At 3-8.
Next game, Denver at Kansas City. Kansas City favored by 10.
We have to take
Denver.
Denver.
We have to take Denver because Marco picked Denver.
Play.
And I'm going to take Kansas City just so that I can try to pick one up on you guys.
All right.
Good play.
Last game, New England at Buffalo. Buffalo favored by 2.5 at home.
Oh, no way. I'm taking New England.
I'm going to go Buffalo. I think the six-game stops.
No way. They're never going to lose again.
It's at Buffalo, right?
It is at Buffalo.
That's the spot.
I'm going to go New England.
The home team here.
They've been covering. Yeah, I'll take New England. All right, there it is.
Did you do the?
Did I miss a game?
We
didn't do the college games.
No, did we do the Tampa Bay and the Atlanta?
No, we
did. No, we did not.
Tampa Bay and Atlanta. They're favored by. I've got it by 11.
Oh. Jeez, these spreads this week.
Tampa Bay at who?
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
And
I'll take Tampa Bay.
TB's favored by what?
11.
I've got 11 where I'm looking on CBS here.
Dane, are you sticking with Atlanta this week?
No, I'm going with Tampa Bay. I've given up on Atlanta.
All right, since you have, I will too.
All right, we got...
Wait, who'd you take?
Tampa Bay.
Okay. All right.
Oh. False alarm.
False alarm.
Championship Saturday. You got him up?
No, not yet, sorry.
All right, I got it. I can start here with you if
you
want
him?
To. We'll just go a couple here. Big 12 championship could have some implications in the playoff, possibly. Baylor, number 9, 10-2. Oklahoma State, 11-1. That's the key. They're at 5, by the way, if anything were to happen. Oklahoma State favored by 5.5.
Yeah, I'm going to take Oklahoma State in this game.
I am too. Oklahoma State, boy, it's not just their offense. Their defense is really good this year. It is different from what we've ever seen from a Gundy team.
Yeah, they really find ways to get opportunities.
Yes.
I think Baylor covers. I don't think what's the spread?
5.5.
Yeah, I think they cover. 3-point game, but I don't think they win.
Okay. Another one. Huge implications. Number 21, Houston at 11-1. Taking on Cincinnati undefeated at number 4. This thing is at Cincinnati 10.5.
That's a lot of points. Cincinnati's been really good, though. I'm going to go with Houston, though, just because of the 10.5 points.
Same. Houston. Not to win, but to cover.
I think it's a 2-and-up game for Cincinnati. They're getting ready for that playoff. I think they cover the 10.5.
All right.
Okay. There you go.
I'm just going off your games, but yep. I don't have them up.
Couple more. We got, SEC Championship should be fun. Number 1, Georgia.
Georgia by 100,000
points.
Boy,
Alabama.
We have to.
Alabama's getting 6.5. We have to take Bama.
We have to take Bama.
It's part of the 7-teamer.
Yeah, Georgia's going to win by 25.
But do you have anything to say about Saban being an underdog?
First time in 93 games.
Seriously?
That's why I think Marco's thing wasn't able to report. Like, 93 straight is now ending.
Does that change your opinion at all on this game, Dane?
Absolutely not.
Okay. You think Georgia's that good?
Yep. I think Georgia's that good. I think they finally overcome Alabama. I think Alabama stays home for the playoffs.
I hope Alabama covers and they lose. Because I don't want the mess of what could happen if they end up winning that game. Big Ten, number 2, Michigan. Big implications. They're 11-1. Can't be a 2-loss team. Taking on Iowa. That thing is up, by the way, because we got it at what? 10 or 10.5?
We had it at 10.5.
It's 11.
Yeah, but we're playing it at 10.5.
Yes, we are. But we're taking
Iowa
because we have to.
Yeah, no, thank you. Michigan.
I think it's going to be a close game.
Dane, you are scaring me right now.
I think it's going to be a close game.
Don't give me this false hope.
Not even going to be close.
And another, the last game, and ones that we probably don't even care about, I think it's the ACC Championship.
I didn't know they had teams this year.
Here they are. You ready for the? Yeah. I think this is the ACC Championship. It's only ACC game on the board. Yeah, so here is who play. 10-2 Pittsburgh at number 15. We'll be playing number 16 at 10-2 Wake Forest.
I mean, I can't laugh that's at them because we're 3-9.
That's the 7 o'clock game on Saturday.
What's the spread?
Well, maybe you see. Wake Forest is getting 3 points. I'll take Wake Forest.
Yeah, I like Wake, too. They've covered.
How many points? They just are electric.
I'm taking Pittsburgh just to be contrarian.
They got a good quarterback.
I couldn't tell you.
Fair enough.
I couldn't tell you. Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy, that'll be fun. So you got all the picks recorded. We'll keep it rolling. What do you got, like?
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Dane, you know, they're saying Mickey Joseph could be hired today. Thoughts on that?
I mean, great. Sounds awesome. You know, he's been a really well thought of and respected assistant coach thus far. And apparently he's an awesome recruiter. Okay. As long as he can actually coach and develop players, I would be all for it. Bring a guy back to Nebraska who was here before that they can recruit well and hopefully coach well, and I'll take it every single time.
Do you think with him being the first, if he is the first guy hired out of everybody, do you think that proves that maybe he was the guy we wanted the most?
No, not necessarily. But I mean, I don't really care who we wanted the most on anybody as long as they're good. You know, every year we would bring in and interview residents for our residency program when I was in orthopedics, right? And you didn't always end up with the guy you wanted the most, but sometimes the guy who was lower on the list ended up becoming the best person you had, right? I can remember a couple of them very vividly who were fantastic, and they were absolute favorite people to be around, but they weren't ranked as highly. They weren't the ones we wanted the most, but I can promise you they were better than the ones that we thought we did.
I think at the end of the day for all this, I just hope for the players. Regardless of, you know, I still feel really bad for the coaches that got let go. Obviously, it's not just I got a chance to see one of them, and you look at their families, and they're still wearing Husker gear. I mean, it's a big shout-out to those guys and the work they did. Regardless of what your opinion, I hope whatever they do, it comes in with development at all levels on the offensive side of the ball.
I agree completely.
I don't care who it is. Yep. It could be a name that we know, a name we don't know.
Yep.
Are they going to develop kids to get on the football field and contribute? Whether it be a portal kid that can listen and actually move, learn, whether it be a freshman.
Yep.
Let's come in and battle for position and actually work for it. Mm-hmm. I think that's the Nebraska part of the culture that's missing. I think the culture of toughness and wanting to play for each other is starting to happen. We saw that in 9 losses, 12 games. Team never quit.
Yep.
But now it's about turning that page and getting kids that want to be a part of it nonstop.
Yep.
All right, Dane. Thanks, brother.
Hey,
good
nice
stuff.
Seeing you guys.
Congrats
seeing
again.
You,
I'm out next week. Will's guy. He'll bring you home next week and be on business. You guys have a great Friday, a great weekend. Thanks for tuning in.